This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. 80% of Coloradans eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine have received at least one dose now. CPR's Allison Borden reports.
The state health department has updated its numbers to include more data from federal agencies. The CDC was counting shots given by the Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Defense by where those shots were administered, not the location where those recipients live. That change affected some state and county level numbers and boosted Colorado's vaccination rate a bit. Still, about 28% of kids ages 5 to 11 have been fully vaccinated, and that's the lowest rate of any age group in the state. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
The man who killed five people during a December shooting spree across Metro Denver had a history of threatening co-workers. According to court documents, the man got into an argument with co-workers and pointed a gun at one of them in 2012. He was arrested and pleaded guilty to felony menacing. Law enforcement has confirmed they were aware of the case before the mass shooting last month. And soldiers from Fort Carson are among the 8,500 U.S. troops preparing for possible deployment if Russia invades Ukraine. The Pentagon says it's lining up units from bases from across the country, including medical and aviation support and combat formations. The troops are part of a broader NATO response force, but the Pentagon says the alert does not mean the units have been fully activated. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR.